9B. Mobile, monitoring.
NWJ, monitoring. How you doing, Leon? Did you get run around with no pickups?
Good afternoon. No, I had to pick up everywhere I went today. Different route. To run to Clemson and, well, what's it, Donaldson and Clemson and Clemson back to Simpsonville. I guess that proper route would have been, went from the office at Greer to Duncan, from Duncan to Donaldson, from Donaldson back to Simpsonville, from Simpsonville to Clemson, Clemson back to Simpsonville, and Simpsonville back to the office. I get it straight. Didn't even ruin anything. I made one stop for fuel, but about $300 worth of fuel in. I didn't have to pay for it.
Didn't have to pay for it. Sounds like you've had a very busy day.
Busy day. Just sitting in the driver's seat, holding the steering wheel, turning the wheel a few times every now and then, and jump out and open the doors. And jump back out and close the doors. Other than that, not a really easy day. For this occupation, after my first occupation, because I didn't want the stress, the fuss, the muss. It's very simple. I'm Scott.
A few things before the weekend and close some stuff out so that I can rest a little bit this weekend.
Just for this weekend, so you'll have plenty of energy for next weekend.
You know, I have a little bit of time to rest in New York before I start the work week up there. But then next weekend's going to be fun walking around the fairgrounds in Orlando.
Not too bad. Kind of mild. Up to New York where it's going to be cold. And then you can go down and it's nice and sunny and warm. Spend a few dollars.
Never.
And earshot, is she?
She can hear all of this, and I'm sure she's rolling her eyes right now.
They better change the subject, then. Now we're going, I don't have anything special on my list. Looking at another, I want like a radio for the shack. Something I could settle with a dual band, but if I don't get a dual, I'd like to have something with an all mode dual band. What kind of dabbles around on the 2 meter sideband? A couple of my QRP type people. I can do that QRP stuff. I just like to play with it. I don't have a lot of capabilities, but plus I really don't want another shack in the box because that's what I've got with my 991A. So I want something I can kind of listen to everything else while I'm talking on the 991A or vice versa. My wife's a little psyched about going too. I'm going to tell her, put the rolling pin down. Don't beat them with it.
It's about just getting out of Greenville. I don't know if she's excited about going to the ham festival.
The Daytona flea market, that's always a treat. She likes doing that. And walking through the flea market there in Daytona. And, a family inn. So I had a place to stay. Every time they had bike week in Daytona or ham fest in Orlando, or we go stay at Ormond Beach. But they moved on. Rest their souls, and we don't have an end for logic anymore down there. NC9V bubble.
I'm lucky I got the parents' house over in Lakeland, which is about 45 minutes away from the fairgrounds. So I'll be back and forth each day from the parents' house for the ham fest.
Make it both days. We'll go to one day, hopefully Saturday. Spend all day Saturday there, and I don't know if we'll spend another night there in Orlando or head on over to Daytona. But we'll probably do a ham fest just one day. Otherwise, may not be able to go to the next one.
Number or something, so maybe we can meet up while we're there or something.
My email is current on QRZ. If you want to just shoot me an email, I can reply to you. I'd like to meet up with and, you know, get to know without having to go all the way down to Daytona or, you know, be no far away. I mean, it's kind of ironic that, you know, we're to lay eyes on somebody and we both live up here, but we're not going to meet until we get to Daytona or Orlando, excuse me, Hamcation. He'll be coming in here shortly. He should be getting out of work.
Email address. I like it.
Yeah. I use it on a lot of things. I get a lot of chuckles from people on it. Well, I'm the most worthy officer you're going to meet. I changed it. I've got the NC9 Volt. Go to my phone, so no matter. I couldn't just give out the call sign. They wanted more, so I put the Volt on the back.
Short email addresses at that particular website anymore.
Commercialized now. Email address at Vivaldi, V-I-V-A-L-D-I, Vivaldi.net. They have their own web browser and everything, and it's pretty neat. They're not based in the U.S., they're based overseas, but it's a very secure browser. Pretty neat.
Email.
Just driving down the highway. I'm not going to reply to it yet, but I'll get it to you.
Yeah. While you're driving up the highway.
I frowned upon that.
A little bit. Yeah.
Every time I drive down 85 with that truck, people play on their phones all day long, driving down the interstate at 65, 70 miles an hour. I'm like, I don't know how we don't have more people dying doing that stuff. You know, texting or something. I'm talking about surfing the internet, browsing and all that stuff. They do it and drive down the interstate. This just gets us noted different than reading a book.
Stuff in their cars. Some really crazy stuff driving down the interstate.
A dark cloud above me would pour down rain on my truck. I got this salt stuck all over this thing. It needs a good wash.
Yesterday.
Picked me up another lip mount for my antenna. I'm about done with the mount that's on my truck now. I'm going to try it. A lip mount like I have on my wife's car. Does a really good job. You can adjust the angle so much on that thing.
AP2H access.
NC9B.
NC9B, KP2H access. Dave here, Rutherford Road in Greenville.
And I'm 290, getting on 25 right now.
Oh, okay. You live up there by, what you call Patrick?
Yeah. Well, not miles, but yeah, we're about the same elevation, I guess you'd say. I live in Dentonville, and he lives over in Penrose. So, like, two opposite sides of Henderson County. He's actually on the county line, I think. And I'm on the opposite side on the county line.
I'm kind of making an emergency run to one of my customers. They had a water pipe burst under the house and it shut the furnace down, so I got to go take a look and see what's going on.
Get in there, have the station, go ahead.
4LO, hey Dave, hey Leon. I wanted to say one thing real quick to both of you. Dave, when you coming out to play again, and Leon, I know exactly where both of y'all are, actually. Well, not exactly like your house, but as far as Penrose and Edneyville, I used to date a girl who lived out there in Dana, so if that tells you anything.
Hey, quality women.
Yeah,
that's good. All right, Dave, you have the emergency there, the water pipe, that's not good. Feel for them. I hate that.
Yeah, my partner and I, and what's going on, LLO? I'll answer your question in just a second here. I guess in the cold weather, they had a water pipe burst and flooded under the house. Fortunately, there's an area of the house dug out, so I'm hoping the water didn't get up to the furnace. The furnace is kind of attached to under the floor there on a rack, horizontal under the floor of the house, so I'm hoping it didn't reach it. That would be more of a disaster. I just put that furnace in about a year and a half ago. But to LLO, yeah, I'm no longer with that band. I'm going to hunt around for another one, so I don't have an answer for you there. I'm sorry. Go ahead and take it. KB2HXS.
Roger that to both of you. I'm going to be standing by KQ4 LLO and let y'all have it. Good talking to both of you.
I'm up the mountains. Give me a holler. Up on the radio, maybe we could meet up for lunch or something.
Roger that, because I got family that lives right there in Etowah. I know you know where that is, just outside of Hendersonville or Horseshoe Mills River area. So, yes, I go up that way quite a bit.
A new little restaurant in that little strip mall in Etowah, and I've been wanting to try it, but never had a reason to go up that way unless I go to Patrick's. So, yeah, give me a shout. Maybe we can do that.
Roger that. You have to remind me of your call sign there, Leon.
To beat a dead horse here, North Carolina 9 volt, NC 9V.
Go back to standby. Let you two guys go ahead and chat. Good talking to both of you.
I'm losing the signal for just a minute, so let me get back with you. NC9 Papa, KP2HXS.
Your North Carolina 9 volt, NC9V, not to be. Did that earlier. I'll be standing by. NC9V bubble.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. NC9V is in Victor. Okay, very good. Sorry about that. Better now. I'm got away from the dead zone here at KB2HXS Mobile.
Now, I'm looking at the mountains and looking at a good bit of snow up there still.
KO4HX, you don't ever sound good.
There was some noise in there, Leon. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
Get everything. I don't know.
I can get a signal. Come on back in.
HX, I said you don't ever sound good.
Yeah, he's itchy scratchy is what he is.
Gentlemen, and I use that term very loosely doing today.
But he's got to go rescue a furnace. Me, I'm on my way home. I'm kind of like you. I'm on my way home.
See if I got this now. Good afternoon, Patrick. Yeah, no, I got one of my customers had a burst water pipe with the cold weather last week, and it flooded there under the house. I'm hoping that the furnace didn't get wet or get under the water, because it's hanging where it's hanging and where the basement or where under the house is dug out. I'm hoping it kind of saved it. I'm just going to go over there and see what happened. Go ahead, Patrick, KB2HXS.
Didn't get wet, and you can get the leak fixed fairly quickly. And Leon, I'm not on my way home yet. I'm leaving work, but I got to go by my father-in-law's first.
Okay. I hope it's nothing serious. If you need anything, let me know.
Take a motorized wheelchair back to Walmart that he bought that had some broken pieces in it. So I got to pick it up and carry it back.
Back with them things. That thing's kind of heavy.
Taking his knee. Don't hurt that knee.
Neither one of them.
I think me now. You can't break that bag.
Out.
It's a $3 million knee. got to get the other knee done to be a full $6 million. We can rebuild him kind of thing.
People coming up the mountain. I don't know what it's doing over there, but it's spitting rain and sleet over here. It's too warm to be doing sleet. It's 55 degrees. But, yeah, my truck needs a wash. It wouldn't hurt a thing. And about tomorrow, I think I'm going to have to beg my way out of the mall, Patrick. Wife's got plans. Not a problem.
Pay attention to what I'm doing here. You guys have a good day. I got a few more minutes and I'll be where I got to be. Patrick, be careful. Leon, good to talk with you. Gentlemen, have a good day. KB2HXS.
Just keep your hands out of the mud. The only bad thing about having to do that is never, you get a water leak or something, you crawl underneath the house and it's all muddy and everything. It's never no fun. Hope it's nice, high, and dry for you. And everything works out easy. And Z9B, 73.
Well, I got my coveralls, I got my knee pads, I got my dirty old shoes. I should be good.
Be careful, KO4HK.
See ya.
Same thing, Patrick. Except it didn't make it any better. It didn't make it any better, even if you had everything all prepared. Still gonna wash it off, clean it all up. But anyway, I'm going up the mountain and I'm gonna lose you here shortly.
For CBA Mobile.
That's all right, Leon. I gotta, like I said, make a couple quick stops, and then I gotta go to my father-in-law's house anyway, so I don't have long. And good afternoon, Dave. KO4HK. Hey, y'all pick it up. Oh, I'm out of here. Y'all, David, here you, NC9B.
I believe it's Leon, NC9B, KB4CBA, and Patrick, what are you doing today?
Earn a dollar here and there. How about you?
Sunglasses on. I was down. I'm down here in Fountain Inn. My mother-in-law is at a assisted living down here, and I was helping my wife put together a little cabinet for the bathroom, and so. Anyway, so, oh man, I made a wrong turn here.
I copy any of that if you copy me. I'm going to jump out. I'm in a really bad place. KO4HK.
It might be me. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
20 miles ahead on the route.
I'm down here on in Fountain Inn on, what is it, 417?
This is KQ4LOO. How you doing, brother? I think he jumped out. He said we're about to lose him, so he might not have heard you. Anyway, I'm going to go back to standby. It's good hearing your voice, and Patrick's too, if he's able to hear it. I don't know, but good to hear both of y'all. Standing by, KQ4LOO.
All right, Cal. Well, good to hear you in there. And I've got a fairly long drive back to Taylor from Fountain Inn, but I mean, it's going to take me probably 30, 35 minutes. But anyway, hope you had a good day.
Honestly, they tried to get us today. They sent back to back to back to back to back to back over the road trailers. I mean, it was just crazy for a while there, and then finally it slowed down a little bit. And we had a little bit of a reprieve for about 5 minutes, and then it started right back up all over again. And it was a cycle today. But sorry, I got to work tomorrow, but hopefully it won't be as crazy tomorrow.
Talking about something I don't do anymore, that's work.
You, I wish I was to that point I could just go ahead and retire, but for the foreseeable future, I'm going to have to do it at least, as long as the Lord wakes me up, gives me breath and life in my body and the ability to go.
They just say don't wish your life away, because... Yeah,
I'd like to get back in time a few years, but, you know, I can't do that, so you just have to look ahead. And I just thank the Lord for every day I have, because, you know, just never know when that's going to come to an end. So, but I'm, as far as I know, I'm healthy and, you know, everything's going well. So, I just hope it continues that way.
They're forcing us to take a week vacation up in April because BMW's going to shut down, but that's all right. I might end up going home, which is Eastern North Carolina. I've got family up there where Patrick and Leon live, but my home where I grew up at, I mean, I was born here, but where I grew up at is home, which is Eastern North Carolina.
Well, I'm born and raised in Greenville, so lived in the Greenville area, you know, pretty much all my life, Simpsonville. We live in Taylor's now. We've lived in Traverse Rest, Greenville. but anyway, and spent 2.5 years in Charleston, but other than that, yeah, just been right here. And really, this is the best place to be, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was born in Seneca, spent a few years there, then we moved to Malden. And from Malden, we moved into the Greenville, North Carolina area, a couple of towns, but it was all right there in that area. One was called Tarboro, the other was Pine Tops, and then it was Belvoir, and then we moved to Winterville, and I spent my adult life, most of my adult life anyway, in the Greenville, Winterville, and Aiden area over there. So that's where home is to me, because like I said, I spent most of my life there, but I have lived right there where Patrick and Leon live, pretty much in that area also, for a few years, and then I came back down here, back home.
Glad you're here. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. Let's see, we've got to pay attention here. Get ready to get on 385 here.
I live close enough, which was kind of weird when I got here and I figured it out. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm close to Malden. So every time I go to, I'm not going to say over there, but every time I go to a specific place or specific part of Malden, well, actually, no, let's just put it this way, Malden itself, I actually make it a point to go see my old house from 40-something years ago, like 45, 40-something years ago. And it just brings back memories, so I that's the reason I do it.
Sorry, I was just merging on the 385, and this guy on the on-ramp was pushing me down the road. And he's in the same vehicle as I am. I don't know if it's the same year, but it's the same color, and it looks about like the same year, but anyway, it could be a year or two different. Mine's a... I bought my new in 23. It's a 4Runner, 4x4, TRD off-road package and all that stuff. X-Series. Let's see. I can't remember what the package is. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's got most of the bells and whistles that you'd ever want to see.
This is KQ4LOO. I know your call sign anytime you chime in, but we had someone else chime in, did not give a call sign, was
giving like a really, I don't know, I couldn't make out what they were trying to say. Let's put it that way.
KB4 CPA mobile.
Hey, that might be our Kerchunker that we've been looking for.
Several Kerchunkers, and but anyway, you know, if this repeater ever goes digital, then we'll know who they are, because we'll know who everybody is that keys up, because it'll show up on your radio. And that'll cut out the Kerchunking, because we can see the call sign and their location and everything.
Something tells me this is not necessarily someone with a call sign. It's someone with a radio that just wants to be aggravated.
Just ignore. Okay. Well, Lord, it looks, skies look kind of gloomy back toward Greenville. I'm coming up 385 northbound. Getting ready to cross over 417. And I'll probably get off at the, Haywood Mall exit there, Haywood Road exit, and head straight out that road. It becomes Edwards Road. Changes names about three times, I think. But anyway, it takes me to the house. So. And then I got a basketball game to go to in Powdersville on 153 at 7, so I gotta find me something to eat here.
Roger that. But yeah, I'm sitting over here by near the Donaldson Center, and yes, it's definitely getting cloudy. So I keep trying to wish and fuss the clouds, trying to get them to go away, because the temperature drops about 15 degrees every time the clouds come, and then it goes right back up being warm again.
I need to text my wife here a second, so I'll be back in just a second. KB4 CBA.
Hey, Dave, be honest with you, I'm going to go back to standby, and I was actually in the middle of a video, and I heard both of y'all chime in, and I just wanted to stop in and just say hi. I wasn't really trying to be here long. I was trying to watch this video, trying to get caught up on my news. So it was good talking to you, good talking to Patrick and Leon and Dave and all them. I'll be standing by KQ4LOO.
You have a good one, and I'm just gonna keep making my way. There's my wife. Talk to you later, KB4CBA Mobile.